You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-minute abs.
Rick Tittle bought his stenchions at the 99-cent store.
Welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. We're quite happy now to be joined by all-star first baseman Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves, and he's here to talk about what he's doing with the Ace brand at the Little League World Series. But Freddie, such a young guy in this league and already a two-time all-star, what was it like when you got the call saying you're going back again?
Oh, what a thrill. You know, it's definitely an honor to be picked to go to an All-Star game. And, you know, hopefully, you know, last year I got voted in by the fans and this year by the players. And unfortunately, last year I got hurt right before the All-Star game. So I got 4 days left to make it there healthy. So let's just hope and pray that that happens.
Maybe tell your skipper just to put you in a hammock the next few days then.
just sit in the clubhouse for 4 days and not play.
Well, you think about it, Freddie, you know, as a second-round pick, and you had a college choices as well, and that's always such a tough decision, but obviously you made the right one. It's worked out for you. Just curiosity, what were some of the schools where you were looking at? Maybe a lot of SoCal schools?
Yeah, it was definitely all SoCal schools. I picked my final two schools. It was between USC, University of Southern California, and Cal State Fullerton. And I picked Cal State Fullerton because when I went there on a recruiting trip, they told me that in the last 36 years, if you were to stay there as a freshman to a senior, you were guaranteed to go to College World Series once in that 4 years. And they had that rich history there, and I just wanted to – I wasn't going to college for the college experience. I was going to play baseball, and that's what I wanted to do, and that's why I picked Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah, and you think about all the major leaguers. I mean, as an A's fan, their first-round pick, Matt Chapman, was a Titan there. So it's a great program.
Yeah, a great, great baseball program.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking of a teammate, your former teammate, Tim Hudson, what a season he's having in San Francisco. I thought he deserved to go to the All-Star game. But when you look at Huddy, as we call him, are you surprised that this guy is still going strong at his age?
It doesn't surprise me. It's you know, I voted for him on our player vote, and I definitely think he deserves. He's having a heck of a year, and you know, he's just that veteran guy that knows how to pitch. He knows what to do, and he does it time in and time out every single time. And it's just so fun to watch, so fun to play. He keeps you in the game as an infielder. He's throwing a lot of ground balls, and he just knows what he's doing on the mound. And he is the veteran guy, veteran leadership that you want on a team. And he's pitching like an ace right now.
Rick Tittle with Freddie Freeman leading the Braves in hitting right now. And who were some of those guys? I mean, it's hard to think of you as a savvy vet already, but who were some of the guys when you were coming up that kind of took you under their wing?
I think obviously the main guy would be Chipper. You know, he was the veteran guy, the future Hall of Famer, the World Series World Series champion, MVP, All Star. You know, everybody looked up to him. And you know, Dan Uggla also showed me the ropes of being in the big leagues and how I need to all the little outside things about hotels and all that stuff. And obviously Brian McCann was a big one too. It's just you know, to have those veteran guys when you get called up to the big leagues who make it easier for you to be able to just go out there and play baseball, it was definitely a nice thing to have.
Now, when I look at the East, and Miami got off to that hot start, they look like they're coming back down to earth, but obviously your main competition throughout the season is going to be the Nationals. Are you guys developing a little bit of a rivalry now? I know it took a while because they were you know, pretty much an expansion team, but you guys getting a little good rivalry going?
I think so. You know, I think the media puts a lot more emphasis on it than we do as players. But, you know, it's the last couple of years, three years, you know, we've been up at the top of the division battling for the division crown every single year. So it's, I think there might be a rivalry coming in. Obviously, with every two teams, there's going to be a little dust up here and there. So, you know, it's always an exciting game when we play between us. It's always a great game. It always seems to be one run between us, and it's always a lot of entertainment between us. So, I think it could be a good rivalry.
Now, Freddie, in the off season, the Braves gave you a nice extension and a well deserved one. They obviously want you around for a long time, and I'm sure that you'd like to play your whole career in one uniform. But then again, some people, as we've seen over the years, they sign a big contract and they think, well, what's the incentive? But for you, I know the incentive is you're a competitor and you want to live up to it, right?
Definitely. You know, just because I got the contract doesn't mean you just sit back and just relax. Now, my main goal is to win World Series, and I don't even really think about the contract anymore. I just kind of put that aside and play like I don't have one. You know, I think that's the best way to look at it. And you got to go out there and play hard every single day. And, you know, I take great pride in playing every single game, and that's what I'm doing so far this year. I don't like missing games. I want to be out there and compete with my teammates every single night. And, you know, we're having a good season so far, and we're only one game back, and we just need to get back on the winning ways in the last four games going into the second half.
A couple more questions for All-Star Freddie Freeman of Atlanta. And Evan Gattis is a great story, and I know you're going to be getting him back soon. But a player that maybe not a lot of people know in Christian Bethencourt, the way he has filled in a catcher, and it looks like he'll be going back to AAA, even though he's been hitting so well so he can hone his craft as a catcher defensively, but what does it mean when you guys can call to your farm system and you get a solid guy like that?
Yeah, that's just a testament to our scouting directors and everybody in the front office who find players like Christian. It's what he and Gerald Laird have done has been just what any team could ever ask when someone goes down. You just need to find someone that could fill in and just bridge it to when we get Evan back. And Christian's done a great job. He's very, very defensively gifted, and his hitting has really come around in the last couple of years. And, you know, Gerald's been helping him a lot how to call a game in the big leagues with the pitchers and all that. And, you know, Gerald's the veteran guy, the veteran backup catcher, who's definitely filled in very nicely and helped Christian out tremendously. So, you know, we've just got to get there, and hopefully, Evan, we can get him back soon and healthy and get him back in the middle of our lineup and catching every day.
Yeah, no doubt. Gerald Laird has been around a long time. He's definitely seen it all. Now, Freddie, talk about dealing with the ace brand of the Little League World Series, because as Americans, we all played Little League baseball at some point. We all didn't get to be all-stars like you, so giving back and recognizing these kids, what is your participation in it?
This is a cool thing for me. It's you know, pretty much everybody played Little League baseball when they were a kid, and everybody looked up to big leaguers and wanted to be like them, and we all know that they have baseball cards, and we all collected them as kids. You always were running to the store to buy a pack of baseball cards and see who you got. And what Ace is doing is they're giving you an opportunity to create your own digital baseball card, and I think that's a pretty cool thing. Now the kids can, instead of just collecting big leaguers, they can make their own. And but how to be able to do that, you just go to their Facebook page at Ace Brand Facebook page, or you can go to the website, which is myaceallstars.acebrandsports.com, and it'll just take you right there, and you can be able to create your own digital baseball card.
All right, there it is. That sounds really cool. And we've been speaking with Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves, the young slugging first baseman. And knock on wood, you'll get to the Twin Cities safely and healthily, and we'll see you at the Midsummer Classic.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.